This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to share with you some thoughts on Parshas Devarim. And then after that, we're going to discuss Tisha B'Av. Parshas Devarim, as we've been doing the last couple of Fridays, we're now on our site, RabbiDG.com. And there are two different Parsha sheets in English and in Lashon HaKodesh on the Ben La'ashri. So this is called Elevate Your Shabbos Table. It's three Divrei Torah that you could print out every week from the site, RabbiDG.com, or you could subscribe. You go to the site, you click subscribe. So three Divrei Torah from the English, and then we're going to see something, or maybe we'll do a few from the English, and then a few from the Ben La'ashri. Ela hadvar masher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael be'ever ha'yarden, ba'midbar, ba'arava, ma'osof, bein paran uvein toifel, ve'lavan v'chatzeroys v'dizahav. Rashi points out that the word chatzeroys and dizahav refer to two sins of Klal Yisrael. The avera of chatzeroys refers to the sin of Korach. The avera of which took place at Chatzeros, and the avera of Vidi Zahav refers to the gold of the Egel, that Klal Yisrael had too much gold when they came out of Mitzrayim, so what do you expect of them? The question all the Mefarshim ask is that these two tragedies are out of order. First Korach and then the Egel, we all know the Chet HaEgel happened earlier. Chet HaEgel is in Kisisa. Parshas Korach is much later on in the Torah. Why is Moshe rebuking the Jewish people out of order, first for the sin of Korach and then for the sin of the Egel? So the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow gives really a phenomenal pshat. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi says that why was the first dibra, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, in Lashon Yachid. Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, it should say Anoichi Hashem Eloikechem. Why Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha? So Rashi explains, this would give Moshe the ability to defend Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. Moshe could say that Klal Yisrael thought only Moshe was not allowed to worship idols, but they were free to worship as they chose. God only told Moshe, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, Asher Hoitzei Sicha, Me'aretz Mitzrayim, you got to believe in me, not anybody else. And Rashi in Parshas Korach then says something differently. Korach came to Klal Yisrael, came to Moshe and Aaron, and saying, Kulam Kedoshim, we all heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha. So basically, from Korach's statement, he's incriminating Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. What was Korach's taina? Who do you think you are? We all heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha. We're all equal. Oh, really, Korach? If you all heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, and therefore you don't need a leader, then you're toast for the Chet HaEgel. So the reason Rashi puts these chatam out of order, first Korach, and then the Egel, is because through the episode of Korach, that is what incriminated the Jewish people for the Chet HaEgel. And a beautiful chida. The pasuk says, "Uva midbar asher ro'isa asher nisa'acha Hashem leikecha, ka asher yisa ishes benoi b'chal haderech asher halachtem ad boyachem ad hamokem hazeh." The chida quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says the word nisa'acha literally, and in the midbar that you saw that God carried you like a child carries his son on all the derech that you went until you come to this day. And the word nisa'acha or yisa could also mean to forgive. Nisa'acha, a lashon of Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, v'ata im tisa chatasam. So we can read the pasuk like this. Uvamidbar asher ro'isa, asher nisa'acha Hashem aleikecha. That Hashem forgave you. The way we read this pasuk is, through the desert, Hashem forgave. Nisa'acha Hashem Elokecha. Why? Why does Hashem forgive us? We've said so many times over the years that the reason why Klal Yisrael is able to do tshuva is because Hashem's relationship with us is that of a father to a child. And av shemachal al kvoidoi, kvoidoi machal. A father who overlooks his insult is overlooked. However, melech shemachal al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi machal. So the Chida points out that if nisa'acha can mean forgiveness, the end of the pasuk follows seamlessly. You know why God forgave you? Kasher yisa ishes benai, as a father forgives his son. Now we are now in the month of Av. And despite the fact that in the month of Av, Klal Yisrael has been struck with many tragedies over the years, especially on Tisha B'Av, be it Bayis Rishon, be it Bayis Sheni, be it Beitar, be it Tornis Rufus, be it the Chid HaMeraglim, World War I, Spanish Inquisition, and as we heard at the beginning of this year, personal tragedy. Nevertheless, the month of Av, we still remember Hashem's our of Harachaman, and this prepares us for the month of Elul, because through the power of Hashem's fatherhood to us, He is able to forgive us. Okay, I want to share with you a few Divrei Torah of the Ben La'ashri, Parshas Devarim. Let's see if we could get this up here. Yeah, Devarim. Okay, are you able to see that?
A little blurry,
really? One second.
Maybe it's me.
Oh, is that better? Okay. I want to share with you an interesting thought. I have to say, I was not really aware of it. And it stems from the writing of the Baal Shem Tov. It's an interesting idea, and probably worthwhile to clarify. Rashi says on the words, Eila Dvarma Shadibar Moshe, that because these are words of rebuke, Moshe Rabbeinu alluded to it. He didn't say, you guys worship the golden cow. He said, Vidi Zahav, a location called a lot of gold. He didn't say, you messed up with the episode of Korach. He just said the city, the location called Chatzeros. And Rashi says, because these are words of rebuke, and it listed all the places that we angered God, so it doesn't say it explicitly, it says it b'derech remez. And the Mefarshim are matmiya, they all question, what do you mean? And right after this opening, Moshe does go through all the sins quite explicitly. So very, very nice. In the beginning, it's only alluded to, but ultimately Moshe says it as it is. So the Ben La'ashri has a few interesting ideas on this. He says an idea based on a pasuk in Mishlei. In Mishlei, the pasuk says, "Musar Hashem b'ni al timas." Literally, the rebuke of God, my son, do not be disgusted with. Meaning, if Hashem reprimands a person, don't be disgusted by it, accept it, be'ahava. But the Mefarshim say it can mean something else. Musar, when you give Musar to Klal Yisrael, Hashem asks, B'ni, my son, al timas, don't make him disgusting. Which means when you need to rebuke someone, if you're a rabbi, or a rav, or a father, or a parent, or a brother, and you need to rebuke someone, don't say the sin of the offender explicitly. You know why? Because if you say their sin explicitly, you're going to awaken a mekatreg, the accuser against the person. And you see, the mekatreg, the satan, always goes to God and says, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, this person did this avera, he did that avera. So Hashem says, I don't listen to you. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chal avayin l'chal chatas. You're one witness. Your testimony is not admissible. However, when a darshan says, oh, you guys, you violated A, B, C, and D. So the Mekatrik says, okay, I got my second witness. So he comes to God and he says, God, these Jews are rotten. God says, nah, your testimony is not admissible. What do you mean? Harav Hagoyin Rav Minchas Pinchas, he also agrees with me. I'm going to summon him as the second aid. And that's when the Klal Yisrael is in trouble. This is the meaning of that which it says, Al Toshes Yadcha Imrasha HaMekatreg Al Bnei Yisrael Liyos Gam Ata Eid Hamas. Literally, Al Toshes Yadcha Imrasha. One should not join hands with the Russia, namely the Mekatreg, that the you too should be an aid to cause the Mekatreg to harm us. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes us beremez. And in his mind, he's thinking, Dizahav Egal, Chatzeirois Koirach. Now, Malachim, they don't know what we think. Toysus and Shabbos says in Yud Beis and Yud Beis, Malachi Hashem don't know what we think. So then the Satan doesn't know what we think either, really. In that case, when Klal Yisrael heard the Musar, Bederach Remez, so the Gedolei Yisrael, they understand it, they understand the Musar, and they're able to, so to speak, rectify the sin at its root, and then once the sin is rectified and corrected, then Moshe Rabbeinu could then say it explicitly because it's already taken care of, it's already fixed up. And the Ben Lashri uses this approach to explain two more items. Namely, the rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu begins with the words, Eile HaDvarim. Now, we find the expression Eile HaDvarim elsewhere, like in Sefer, in Parshas Yisroi, it says, Eile HaDvarim Asher Tedaber Al Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, nothing less and nothing more. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah exactly as it is. Now that's important to know, that's necessary to say, as we want to make sure Moshe didn't subtract and he didn't add. Aber! Why does it have to say by the Toichacha over here, he didn't subtract and he didn't add? The point being, says the Ben La'ashri, it's to teach that here Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave Musar to Klal Yisrael. And he did it in a very delicate way. He didn't say the sin explicitly. He said it b'derech remez. And he didn't add and he didn't take away. To indicate and to teach that when you rebuke a tzibur, you should do it and only insinuate the sin and not say so explicitly. Because until you say it explicitly, Hashem tells the Satan, apishnayim edim yakum davaru. We need a second witness. And that is why we are warned. And the Baal Shem writes this in Parshas Mishpatim, Al Toshes Yadcha Imrasha Lihiyois Eid Chamas. We don't want to join forces and be the second witness with the great Mekatreg in Shamayim. And then finally, the Ben La'ashri says, this may explain even in a better way, why at first Moshe Rabbeinu is only merames their sin and then says it explicitly. And that is, in the beginning he only wanted to mention it and insinuate it, because if he were to say it explicitly, he would be joining forces with the Satan and being mekatreg on Klal Yisrael, and that would be a violation of Al Toshes Yadcha Imrasha Liyos Eid Chamas. However, once he insinuates it, and Klal Yisrael get the message, and they do tshuva me'ahava, they do tshuva out of love, then all the averos turn into mitzvahs, so then Moshe could say it explicitly, because all the sins have already been transformed. So Moshe begins by only insinuating their sin. The Jewish people pick up the message, and they do tshuva out of love. Once they do tshuva out of love, so Moshe could say it explicitly, because this is similar to an idea we once mentioned from the Tiferes Yisrael. Why is it that on Yom Kippur, we have this happy tune for Oshamnu. Oshamnu, Boganu, Gozalnu, Divarnu, Doifi, na 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 na. You know, it's a nice little jingle. Why are we singing Besimcha about all of our sins? Because we try to do tshuva me'ava and all the sins are turned into mitzvahs. So once we did tshuva, so Moshe Rabbeinu is able to say the sins explicitly. All right, these are five ideas on Parshas Dvarim. If you want to hear all the Ben La'ashris on the Parsha, you could go to the OU site, and where you have this week the Ramban on Sefer Devarim, Bala Turim on Sefer Devarim, and the Ben La'ashri. And I want to share with you something on Tisha B'Av.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.